Welcome to the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast, where we help you take the next step in your fantasy journey. Here's your host, Jake.
Oh, hello, everyone. We're live right now from Detroit, the NFL Draft. I'm joined with my friend Jordan. Jordan, how you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. It's nice to be in person.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right. Jordan woke me up this morning. I'm feeling a little cranky.
It's the draft. I don't know how to respond to that. But well, we are in Detroit. We were there for round one. We were there for round two and three yesterday. We're here again for rounds four through seven as well. And I got to be honest, it's been pretty cool.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, Jordan.
It has been a lot of fun.
It's been a hoot.
It has been a lot of fun.
A lot of videos taken. A lot of fun stuff has happened.
Oh, yeah. We'll share it throughout the episode here. But I think that we were part of a record-breaking crowd. 270,000 people were there in round one. 270. They like closed admission, like couldn't get in. So it was really cool to be there. And even better. Was just getting to see people who knew the pod, listen to the pod. We met up with Don, longtime listener of the pod. So good to meet him in person. And just, we love the community here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So I'm tired. I'm going to be honest.
Well, yeah, it's late nights. Late nights. The draft goes well into the night. So
but we have to do an episode for you guys.
We have to. We got to. We got to talk about the first round.
Some surprises.
Yeah, first 14 picks, all offense. 23 of the 32 also offense in the first round. So you know what that means, Jake. Great for fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Great for fantasy football.
You said that
football.
And I was like, I don't.
Great for fantasy football. So we had something like, what, six quarterbacks, seven wide receivers, bunch of offensive linemen. So we'll get into that here. But Jake, any initial thoughts or reactions from the draft before I dive
what
in?
What are the Falcons doing?
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get into it. Let's start with the first four picks, Jake. I don't think there were any surprises.
No.
Number one.
Caleb Williams goes first. Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders. And then May goes to the Patriots.
The Patriots,
which is
yeah.
great. And then Marvin Harrison goes four. So no trades, which was a bummer. We were kind of hoping for that.
I know. I was just ready for like the clock to switch to another team and be like, oh, there's been a trade and the crowd to go crazy. But one through four is exactly what we expected. Jake, how do you feel about Caleb Williams to Chicago?
It's good stuff.
We were talking to some Bears fans. We were decked out in our Packer gear, and the Bears fans, we had a lot of Bears fans. We were talking to each other.
Yeah, there's nothing better. They're all in like number 13 Bears jerseys, and it was announced that he's going to be number 18. So that brings just such joy to my heart.
Got
to
buy another jersey, you know. But I mean, obviously, we talked a lot about this leading up to draft. I like it. And then Jaden Williams to Washington. Or Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams.
Jaden Williams.
Jaden Daniels. To Washington, which I guess that was a little bit of a toss-up. Were they going to take Drake May or Jaden Daniels? But I think the consensus heading into round one was that it was going to be Jaden Daniels.
Kind of just went the way we thought it was going to do. How would you rank those three quarterbacks in fantasy for next year?
In fantasy, I think I would take Caleb Williams, then Jaden Daniels, then Drake May. I would take them kind of in that order, I think. But I think the drop-off between Daniels and May is pretty significant in my mind.
Yeah, I don't really want anything to do with the Patriots.
I think long-term, like dynasty, maybe, right, for Drake May, but that's a tough spot to be in right now. The Patriots are in a full rebuild, and I think Jaden Daniels, I've read somewhere that Jaden Daniels is Justin Fields at his best.
Yeah.
Like what we hoped out of Justin Fields, like you were hyped about Justin Fields and like what that ceiling was in your head, that is what Jaden Daniels is.
Correct.
Yeah. And then fourth was Marvin Harrison. He's
gonna,
a lock.
He's going to be a top 25 pick.
Top 25.
In redraft.
I like that. I think that's probably true. With Kyler?
With Kyler.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen rookie receivers go early before. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. And I think he's probably more touted than all of those guys. So definitely top 25. And I think he can return that for sure.
Return that value. Yeah. Well, let's talk quarterbacks here. And then we'll jump into wide receivers. So other quarterbacks taken in the first round, there were six total. So Caleb goes to Chicago. Jaden goes to Washington. Drake May goes to New England, and then Jake's messing with my settings. He's messing with my settings. So Drake May goes to New England. Then the shock of the draft, I think, is that in the top 10, the Falcons take Michael Penix.
Yeah, I saw a thing today that was said, because so right now, as of recording, it is day three. So it's the fourth round. I saw a thing this morning that said that the Falcons are interested in Spencer Rattler so that they can start planning for after Penix.
What are they
doing? It's not true. I'm just saying it's because he's already older and they're like, it's all right. He can sit behind Kirk for 4 years. So he's going to start when he's 30?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And rumor has it that it was a surprise to Kirk Cousins.
Kirk wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy. But then they had a phone call, Penix and Cousins did, and apparently things are better.
Or they
were able to talk, I guess, and they said that they had a good conversation. But yeah, it's just a surprise. Like, the Falcons, their defense was terrible last year. What are you playing for? The future?
You think they go Lajulatu or Dallas Turner or something like that? There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And they didn't. didn't.
Yeah.
And it's just weird that they went that way after paying Kirk $180 million.
Yeah, surprising. Especially Penix is a little bit older, so.
Yeah, he's 24?
24,
so yeah. If he waits until Kirk's both contracts are done in the same year, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is tough. I don't know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, fantasy-wise, not a factor. Not a factor for this, I would say. This year, maybe next year. We did talk to someone. We were talking to a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
And someone had a bold prediction that Penix would start this year. Okay. So we'll see. But again, not worth drafting. I think getting to the next quarterback in my mind that has the best chance of being fantasy relevant is at number 10. The Vikings traded up. They swapped with the Jets. So the Jets were at 10. Vikings were at 11. And they jumped up one spot, and they took J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings.
I think they jumped up because they – wait, I'm sorry. Who'd they trade with?
The Jets.
The Jets were like, we're trading this pick.
Who wants it?
Who wants it? Whoever gets it is getting
their quarterback,
J.J. McCarthy, so they had to move up a spot. I like the spot.
Yeah, I think 10. I think the Vikings are probably happy too. I bet you the Vikings thought that they would have to go up to like 4-3. I know that pick was open. Like 5 with the Chargers, so I'm sure they were happy just to have to jump one spot for it. But J.J. McCarthy, we're pretty sure he's going to start right away, but there might be – I'm sure the Vikings will do their thing. It's like open competition, da-da-da, and then J.J. will probably start. I like him because he has thrown to Justin Jefferson. And Jordan Addison's great, T.J. Hockenson. The pass catchers are great. It's versus, I think, Drake May, who has no pass catchers, even though the talent is probably better. Mm-hmm. When you have no pass catchers, it's hard. Hard to be fantasy relevant in your first year. I think the Vikings are a good spot for that. So, Jake, if you're drafting in a redraft, which quarterback are you taking? Imagine Caleb and Jaden Daniels are already gone. Drake May, Penix.
Well, you're not JJ. Taking Penix.
You're not taking Penix.
That's not happening.
JJ, or who the Broncos took at 12, Bo Nix. Who's the next one on your list
in a redraft? Excuse me. I like JJ McCarthy, our buddy here, who's off camera playing Madden. Jack, say hi to everybody.
There it is.
he likes some Bo Nix. I know Adam's going to get on here and really talk up Bo Nix. You know he's going to.
Yeah.
I like J.J. McCarthy. He's got Justin Jefferson. He should start week one. This guy over here does not think he's going to start week one. I was not, just going back to last year, I was a big proponent of like C.J. Stroud to sit behind Case Keenum for a few games. And who is another one? Anthony Richardson should sit behind Gardner Minshew, who's going to be starting all 16 games this year.
You said Bryce Young behind
Top
Andy Dalton.
Quarterback.
Gardner Minshew?
Book it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, it's good. I've decided to get off that train. Like, you got to start JJ. And you got Justin Jefferson. Who's that running? They got Aaron Jones there now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a better offense.
Yeah,
it's
just definitely better. Definitely.
So I would go that route. Would you agree?
Agreed. Oh, I'm always been a supporter of, if you draft a guy in the first round, you should start him.
Mm-hmm.
You should start him right away. So trying to fix some comments here, folks, in the chat.
So if you're here and I'm staring deep into your soul, I apologize.
that's what this is.
We're doing it remote, so it's not... Jordan doesn't have all the fancy bells and whistles.
Jake's got all the tech, to be honest. So, yeah, I just oversee the interns and the graphics.
We're just going to let it be. So. If you're commenting, great. If you're here, thanks for hanging out.
Yep. Other things then. So if we shift gears then away from quarterbacks, let's talk wide receivers. So Marvin Harrison went 4th. Then we had another, what, six more after Harrison that were taken. We had Malik Nabers going to the Giants.
Well, that sucks.
That's
like, until they get a good quarterback, like for fantasy purposes for next year, wide receiver three could give you some big numbers or big games, I would say, right? I would feel better, like, if you're drafting him and he's your wide receiver four or something like that, three. I like that.
My fear is he'll be overdrafted. Just being, you know, yeah, obviously a top 10 pick, the talent is there. Like, I think ADP is going to be a little bit too rich for me when the time comes.
100%.
But I think it'll end up in that wide receiver three range. And then dynasty, like, long term,
I think the
fit is good long term. I think this next year it's going to be a little bit tough. Just because the Giants didn't support any top flight receivers or even anyone worth having on your team
last year.
So then at number nine, the Chicago Bears stayed at number nine and they took Roma Dunze.
That's JSN from last year. Okay. He's stuck behind two guys. He's probably not going to return or like do very well fantasy wise for an entire year. Like I would expect JSN to do better this year, even though those two guys are still in front
still
of him
there,
but it's the Keenan Allen show. It's the DJ Moore show. And then he'll have games here and there. He's going to be a better football player this upcoming year than he is going to be fantasy football player. Barring injury, which isn't crazy with the guy like Keenan Allen ahead of him. But Keenan Allen's just on a one-year deal. So definitely could be returning that or be more productive the following year.
Yeah. Do you know who really helps? Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Hurt. Yeah, I love that for Caleb Williams. It actually boosts him in my mind, too, a little bit.
Oh, sure.
All right, the next pass catcher off the board, then to me was a little bit of a surprise, was the Raiders at 13 taking Brock Bowers, who had slipped, because the Jets took a lineman.
What a bummer.
Kind of jumped down.
I like it. I don't hate it. He's good. I think he could. Is he a top 10 tight end in fantasy?
No.
You don't think so?
Not this next year. No, in general.
I'm saying in fantasy this upcoming year, is he a top 10?
I think he sits around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'll play over Michael Mayer. Mayer.
Oh, he's if there's one the loser of this whole draft.
Poor Michael Mayer.
Is Michael Mayer, yeah. Who was the first tight end taken off the board last year.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was in the second round, but he was the first one.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that stings.
It just seems kind of I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Clearly the Raiders missed out on the quarterback. So they got probably the best available players with the way they went with that, which Brock Bowers was the best available player. Also, they weren't going to get him if they didn't take him right there.
Yep.
So, it's the Gardner Minshew show.
It's Minshew Mania.
It's Minshew Mania.
I got to be honest. I do love that every year Minshew Mania lives on.
It won't die.
It lives on. I do love it. All right. Next pass catcher was Brian Thomas.
I like
goes
it.
Goes to the Jags. And there was actually some trades. Minnesota traded up and took Dallas Turner, I think.
Good pick.
Yeah, which was a great pick. Yep. And then that bumped the Jags down, who took Brian Thomas, so wide receiver out of LSU, the second wide receiver out of LSU, that got taken to Jacksonville. So obviously no Calvin Ridley, but then they brought in Gabe Davis.
Can't trust Gabe Davis for nothing.
Except for in that one playoff game. He did have three or four touchdowns.
Make the playoffs and you can trust Gabe Davis.
You can trust Gabe Davis.
I like it. I think that he should... I'm going to say by week eight, be hopping Gabe Davis for sure. If not be, there's a path I can see where he's the number one receiver on that team.
Number one, Christian Kirk?
Yeah.
You'd be ahead of Christian Kirk.
Be ahead of Christian Kirk.
I mean, they're different roles.
It'd probably take an injury to be ahead of Christian Kirk.
They're different roles.
But if I'm starting, like, if I'm deciding by week four, who's the second receiver on that team, it's Brian Thomas. I don't trust Gabe Davis for anything.
Wow.
So, all right. I think he's could, you know, in redraft, I think he could have some good value if you're willing to sit on him for a little bit. Or if he doesn't even get drafted. I mean, he's a high rookie, so he will get drafted. But I think he could return some pretty good value. So
I think he might be drafted appropriately because of where he is on the depth chart. Like, because he'll be listed as, like, number three. Mm-hmm. So people will take him kind of in that wide receiver four range. And I think he has, you know, wide receiver two, three upside. Assuming Gabe Davis is exactly who we think he is.
Yes. Assuming Gabe Davis doesn't all of a sudden be really good.
Yeah, yep. So. Then the next kind of skill position fantasy player that was taken was Xavier Worthy to Kansas City, who actually traded up with the Bills.
Of course they
to
did.
Take a wide receiver. And that just... Ugh, poor Bills.
What do you think of it?
Yeah. Well, we had a long discussion about this. Because Xavier Worthy obviously had that insane time at the 40 that really boosted his draft stock and put him up into the first round. The Chiefs have Rashee Rice, who's probably going to get some type of suspension. It's kind of the wide receiver one. They brought in Hollywood Brown. They bring in Xavier Worthy. We talked a lot about it, and we think that gadget player, like, you know, jet sweeps, that kind of thing, is really what he'll get used as. We also think that the new kick return rules really come into play here, where Xavier Worthy being so fast is going to matter. So if you have leagues that those kick return yards are good. We were looking and talking, reliving the glory days of like Josh Cribbs scoring,
what a legend.
Like getting you like 50 points in a week because he would have so many kick return yards. And so maybe something like that could be the upside here for Xavier Worthy. But I think he will also be overdrafted.
I think it'll take time.
I think his ADP will be too high.
It just kind of stinks because it's like Hollywood Brown and him are pretty much the same person.
Yeah, really speedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, deep threats. So. I guess we'll
see. Overdrafted is probably where I would go on that, but we'll see where ADP is. It's a fun fit. It's a fun fit. I would have liked a different receiver with it in that area, maybe a more possession guy. But to me, it just sounds like we traded Tyreek Hill a few years ago, and we're just trying to find someone to fix that or to replace that.
To have the speed. Just bring in everyone.
And they just can't seem to find it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to win the Super Bowl again. Doesn't probably matter. Yeah. So, you know, that's whatever. Then another guy, I think the next two receivers went 31 and 32 overall. So the 49ers, they take Ricky Purcell from Florida.
Love the player.
Yep. He had that awesome catch.
Hate the spot.
It's a little too early.
He did have that really good catch. Well, I hate the landing. I mean, you're stuck behind Ayuk. You're stuck behind Deebo. Assuming one of those guys doesn't get traded, which at this point I would doubt. Like, we're past the draft.
Yeah, they can't. Like, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said that they were not trading them, which
so
obviously
just
means
stuck on the depth chart, which... Yeah. I mean, if he ever gets a shot, I think he could be pretty good. Dude's got good hands. I would have liked this guy to Kansas City.
Okay.
Just a guy who can catch well. He's not burning you, but...
My prediction is 40 catches, 400 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, this is a guy that people will take in the late double-digit rounds as a flyer. Because, I mean, Deebo has dealt with injuries before.
Yep.
So... I mean, late. He's probably, of all the guys we've talked about, will be the last receiver taken. So far.
Yep.
Because the next guy, Xavier Leggett. Leggett? Did I say that right? Nice. Went to Carolina. He's like Mingo from last year.
Yeah.
He's like the same guy.
They traded up with the Bills. So Kansas City jumped up to the Bills at spot. The Bills moved down to 32, and then Carolina jumps up into the first round to take a wide receiver, and the Bills then trade into the second round. So they actually move up one pick for that, but I agree.
Yeah.
Carolina needs – I mean, they need all the receivers
I don't hate it because who's their number one? Adam Thielen?
Well, no, they brought in Deontay Johnson.
And they got Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
So he is a little bit buried on the depth chart because I don't see him jumping Adam Thielen just because Adam Thielen's so – what's the word? Consistent? And for a rookie quarterback, a guy that you can throw a drag route to a million times. If you remember, he was killing it for the first half of the season. Clearly, Bryce Young likes him, so I don't think they're going to jump him. Deontay Johnson should start right away. So at best, he's wide receiver 3 on a bad offense. Again, a lot of these receivers are guys that next year, the following year, not this upcoming year, the following year might really start taking those big steps.
Yeah, it's hard for just rookies in general, especially like rookie pass catchers who aren't in that like elite tier to really make a name for themselves their rookie year. But so dynasty, all these guys have different value to me. Mm-hmm. But redrafts, I think just really the ones at the top end are the ones worth like considering early.
Mm-hmm. Let's fire through these round 2 and 3 ones then.
Well, we don't even need to talk about them all. So we then...
Oh, no, we're talking about them all really
quick.
Oh,
we're talking about them all. All right.
15 seconds on each. Go.
Okay, well, first round ends... New day. We're on to round 2.
Okay, yes.
We talked to a Bills fan who then traded down. So we're talking to this Bills fan and his young son. And they're there on the morning of day 2. We're walking around down in Detroit. And we ask them and we say, hey, what do you think? Like, what do you think of the Bills? Who do you want them to take the first round or the first pick of the second round? And he's like, man, I just don't want to go to bed disappointed. Me and my poor son, we stayed up till midnight. And the Bills
the whole time.
And the Bills traded out of the round. So anyway, they get the first pick. They take Keon Coleman, a wide receiver, which is exactly we just needed Buffalo to take a wide receiver.
Is he like immediately?
I like
wide receiver
him,
1.
I like him more than I like Xavier Leggett, Ricky Purcell, you know, Brian Thomas, Xavier. Like he jumps way up, not in talent, but like next year, I think Coleman has a role immediately because
he's their
such
only
a void.
Receiver.
Well, they have like Curtis Samuel.
Neat.
Yeah, I think he immediately.
If you say his name too many times, he'll hurt his hamstrings. So I don't care about him. There's no reason that Coleman shouldn't by week four be their number one guy.
Be their number one guy. Yep.
Especially if you're taking him there.
Speaking of number one guys.
Yeah.
The Chargers then take Ladd McConkey. I know a favorite of yours.
Number one. All he's got is Quentin Johnson ahead of him. Josh Palmer. Love him. I just love him. I think by the end of the year, point fantasy points, he's at least top three.
Top three?
Yeah. In like from the rookie receiver.
Oh, from the rookies. Rookie. I was like, not, oh, like, my
not,
goodness.
Not like total, but like rookie right. receiver. I think Marvin Harrison will have more. I think Malik Nabers will have more. But after that, I'm going Ladd.
Ladd is. Okay.
Is that a booking? Am I booking that? I'm booking that.
He's booking it.
All I right. love some Ladd McConkey, a guy who can just catch well.
Yeah. It's a great spot for him, too. I think the Bills and the Chargers, whoever they were going to take, I was going to like no matter what because they have such a void in wide receivers. Then we got Jalen Polk, who's went to the New England Patriots. Another love wide it. Receiver.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like the Patriots offense. I don't really want much to do with that. But you get the quarterback. You take the receiver who's probably going to be your – should get up there. Yeah, I mean, they have DeMario Davis. DeMario Douglas?
DeMario Douglas.
Yeah. DeMario Davis?
I don't know.
Is he a linebacker, is that? DeMario Davis? Saints linebacker.
See, this is why research. We got the research.
This is the intern.
Yeah, they're talking our ear. Exactly.
DeMario Douglas. So there's no reason he couldn't be productive. I like him as a late flyer later on in a redraft league.
He's definitely one that I think will be drafted really, really late.
And could
end up
good upside.
He might be a good value.
Good upside.
Yep.
And then they took a tackle. So it's like, if you're restarting your offense, that's exactly what you want to do.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we got to give the Patriots a little credit. You know,
I'm not ready to
new head coach there.
Not ready to do it.
Not ready to do it. All right. Then the first running back goes off the board. The Panthers again, strike again. They take Jonathan Brooks. So poor Miles Sanders.
Yeah, poor Miles Sanders.
Jake's favorite running back.
I don't love Miles Sanders.
So I think Jonathan Brooks was everyone's running back one kind of in the draft. The Cowboys were talking forever that they wanted him, which I think would have been a better fit. So
now any running back to the Cowboys. They to the right now, we're round four starting in a half hour. If a running back goes to the Cowboys, they might be running back one.
All right.
When it comes to rookies.
All right.
Because it's the only team with such a void. This is either going to be Brooks for sure, or it's going to be a mess. Fantasy-wise,
yeah.
For Carolina.
Yeah.
So it might be good for them.
I'm going to be honest. The Carolina Panthers, I'm going to lean more towards it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, if I'm betting the house.
It's going to be my vote. So then we get Adonai Mitchell, who fell to the second round to the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. And some fiery language out of GM.
Oh, yes. Shame. Yeah. Don't use those words. Go find it, though. It's hilarious. It's the GM is not happy about what people are saying about him.
Yeah. So basically, the moral of the story is off the field issues seem to have pushed him down, and personality issues seem to have pushed him down the board. The Colts GM said,
he's fine.
He's fine. They're young players. We can mold them. I think the talent is there. I
like it.
Yeah. And we even thought that the Colts were going to move up to take a wide receiver at some point. That was one of our fact or fiction things. And
We could see it.
Yeah. They didn't even need to move up, and they ended up with Adonai Mitchell at wide receiver.
Again, another guy that probably be taken late could return good value because they got Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce. And it's like there's no reason if Mitchell couldn't jump him. Yeah. So good for Anthony Richardson. Next up, we got Trey Benson going for Arizona. That stinks.
Behind James Conner. Well, James Conner could get hurt.
He could get hurt, but you can't draft on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe – I bet you he goes undrafted. I think a lot of these guys that were coming up are going to go undrafted, like
– Jermaine Burton, the wide receiver that went to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
I think that's undrafted. That's a future pick, right? You know, T. Higgins, Boyd, all of them got to get paid, so I think that's just to hedge against that. Blake Corum then goes to the Rams.
Should be Kerryon Williams. But we've seen the Rams use multiple running backs before, so he could get some carries, but again, undrafted barring injury. So I can't see that.
Yep.
Roman Wilson to Pittsburgh.
They always find value. But I don't know if like immediately he would start as someone that's going to be a free agency pickup if he ends up being, because Deontay Johnson's gone now, so that'd
they
be a free
just have Pickens
pickup.
Though they haven't signed anyone else, that's the thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so they've been linked to Tyler Boyd a lot, who's still sitting out there, which I think if that happens, I mean, that just makes too much sense. But, I mean, right now it's Calvin Austin as wide receiver two. So there's really no reason why Roman
Wilson
couldn't.
You know what they say? Russell Wilson can support multiple wide receiver
multiple ones. Wilsons.
Multiple Wilsons. Yeah, so we'll see. The quarterback situation is going to depend a lot there.
Green Bay takes Marshawn Lloyd. Almost said Lynch. That would have been cool. He's going to be running back 3 on that team. That's a future pick. And yeah. So undrafted. Keep it moving.
Yeah, behind Josh Jacobs and A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon, yeah. Yep. We got Jalen McMillan going to Tampa Bay. At best, he's wide receiver 3. Again, undrafted.
That's a future. But they future. Can't keep Godwin and Evans for long term. Mm-hmm. So one of them will have to go. And then the last one is Luke McCaffrey.
Family. Brother.
Yep. Going to Washington again.
Wide receiver 3. At best. Yep, at best. You're not starting him over Jahan Dotson.
And again, we're not predicting all these guys are wide receiver 3s. No, that is like their ceiling. That is their, and that is, I would say, their ceiling. If everything goes perfectly for these guys, yeah. They could be a wide receiver 3 or 4. They're probably not getting drafted as such in redraft leagues.
Perfect.
Jake, what are you looking forward to for the next?
For rounds 4 through 7?
Yeah.
Packers pick a lot, so I'm excited for that. Interesting to see where Spencer Rattler goes.
Yeah.
I think if he goes to the Raiders, that's, if I'm the Raiders, I'm taking him.
Yeah.
Like, because there's, you let him, like, that's a true sit behind Gardner Minshew and just see what you got, you know? We're Wisconsin guys. Braylon Allen, want to see where he goes?
Yeah.
Braylon Allen goes to the Cowboys. Forget about it.
You're excited about
I'm
it?
I'm excited about that.
Okay. Wow. I love it.
Hey, why don't you tell them some of the cool stuff that happened
yesterday? Yeah, so lots and lots of cool stuff that we got. We'll make sure that we share it on kind of all of our channels and pages here, but we were able to talk to Pat McAfee.
We talked to Pat McAfee.
So got a nice plug. He took a little video for us, so we'll make sure we get that shared.
That's cool.
Yeah, Field Yates.
Got some
Don threw some stickers to him, got some signatures on those stickers, we'll make sure we give those away. What else we got? Oh, some players. A lot of players. Jameer Gibbs
took a picture with the holding one of the stickers
here. So big shout out to Don. It's been great just like being around and chatting with all. He's always waiting in lines to meet these guys.
He's currently in line with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Just love it.
He's like, I'll just get a picture with the podcast stuff. And I was like, great.
Yep. Yeah. So just super, super cool. So we'll make sure to share that. But that Pat McAfee one is a great video, a good 20-second video. We got to get shared out here. So
we got stuff. We made stuff. Look. Stuff. So keep an eye out. We're going to do some sort of merch order here in the coming weeks.
Yeah. So very, very exciting. But I got to just say thank you to everyone who supports us. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been fun.
So
I don't know where our mouse is.
That's all right. I got it.
Oh, perfect. Jordan, you got anything else you want to say?
Nothing else.
All right. Zach, anything you want to say? Go Pack Go. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast. Follow and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube at the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast.